How's it going, Radio Nation? Chris Thomas here. Hope you're having a grade A kind of day. Some really interesting stories have popped up in the news, and we'll cover them very quickly for you. Some fairly wealthy people have gotten into a lot of legal trouble being accused of inappropriate bribes to school administrators, coaches, to get their children into schools that they probably shouldn't have been admitted into, considering their academic record. So you had some fairly well-to-do folks giving anywhere from 15 grand to a couple million dollars trying to get their kids into schools like Yale, Stanford, and UCLA. So it's created a situation where some famous people like Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin have come under fire, being accused of this behavior of inappropriate transactions. And I have to say that a sweet treat like Lori Loughlin should not ever, under any circumstances, be held in any jail facility, any prison facility, nowhere. Because if you've seen all the shows on lockups where they give you a behind-the-scenes look of what happens in the prison system, beautiful women are pretty much in great danger when they are held in the prison system. And Lori Loughlin, I mean, she's up there in age, but she's still a sweet treat that can't be beat. I mean, she's a dish. So if you're going to have the butch prison guard salivating and all the prisoners that are 400 pounds getting their vaginas moist at the thought of going to town on Lori Loughlin's box, that's not right, and we have to prevent it from happening. Okay, so my proposal is that Lori Loughlin be held under house arrest. And all beautiful women, from this point forward, should be held in house arrest. Never in jail facilities, never in prison facilities. Because they're going to be exploited. Okay, I don't want to hear stories about Lori Loughlin having migraines, vertigo, and concussions because her head has been hitting the cement wall after a team of prison guards have taken turns on her with the strap on. Okay? I don't want to hear that. Not good, not pleasant, not something I want to hear while eating a delicious cold cut Subway foot long. Now you might say I crowbarred that in, and maybe I did, but I'm trying to get a sponsorship here. Anyway, I'm not saying that all women should be held in under house arrest. Only attractive women. Very big difference, okay? Because I don't care what happens to Felicity Huffman. That plain Jane can pretty much have a train pulled on her with the Rosie O'Donnell looking inmates, all right? So what happens to the plain Janes and the homely inmates? I really couldn't care less. You know, give them the electric chair for all I care. But the Lori Loughlins of the world should not be treated badly and held in any prison or jail facility. I think it's a modest request, and I think it is really in line with what our founding fathers would have wanted. I really don't think Jefferson or some of the other founding fathers here. Okay, Ben Franklin. Okay, that's one. History is not my thing. James Madison, hey, pretty good. I'm getting my memory jogged here. I don't think any of those fine folks would have wanted a woman with the beauty of Lori Loughlin to be gagging on a 12-inch strap-on that is being applied on her by a group of prison guards and perhaps even a few inmates. Okay? They don't want that. The founding fathers would have wept into their wigs if they had seen that. Another thing that we should get into real quick is Odell Beckham Jr. being traded to the Cleveland Browns by the New York Giants. And I think NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell should show some courage and bravery by blocking this trade, because the Cleveland Browns should never be allowed to succeed. It's almost something that should be considered the 11th commandment, is that the Cleveland Browns shall not succeed, okay? Because if you've ever been to Cleveland and you ever interacted with those folks, okay, we're not talking about the best and the brightest. We're talking about some bad hombres, okay? And so the fact that they're going to have a great team is a blight on the NFL. And I just do not want it to happen. I do not want the Cleveland Browns to be winning games, going to the playoffs, and perhaps even competing for the Super Bowl. I think it's a bad look for the NFL. One thing that I should talk about in terms of family matters is that the daylight savings time has really affected the whole family. I think it's given us some sort of madness. My brother Tim is not recording with us today. He is currently sleeping, even though it's in the evening, and around this time he's eating 6 bowls of Honey Nut Frosted Flakes in one sitting. But that's another story for another time. Okay, so on the actual day where you had to spring forward or spring ahead, whatever the hell they call it, is that I wasn't able to get much sleep. And I didn't really start to get sleep in until 9 in the morning. And I woke up around 4 in the afternoon. And when I woke up, for some reason, I had a strange urge, almost like someone that was brainwashed, to buy scratchers. And I don't gamble. I'm not a lotto person, but for some reason, when I woke up, almost in a trance, I said, I gotta go to the liquor store and get some scratchers. So I think there's some witchcraft involved in daylight savings time, to be quite honest with you. So I went to the liquor store, bought a few Set for Life tickets, a few Weekly Grand tickets, and then went to town. And of course, didn't win diddly. Nothing. And I just buried my face in frustration and said, oh, whoa. It's almost time to have dinner with mother and father. Because, as you know, I do not live with the family anymore. You should be proud of me. I haven't been hearing any kudos on the @GradeAUSA account, but that's neither here nor there. So I went to dinner, and I went into the booth at Applebee's. It's my parents' favorite restaurant for whatever reason. And my mother said, what the hell is wrong with you? And I said, what? She goes, don't you shower? And I said, of course I shower. What are you talking about? And she goes, it's been 5 days since Ash Wednesday, and yet you still have ashes all over your forehead. What the heck's wrong with you? Are you sick? Little did I know that the lotto scratcher shavings were all across my face when I buried my face in, well, I guess I'll admit it, buried my face in tears that I blew $478 on scratcher tickets, okay? That's not something to be proud of. I was a little frustrated, and so all the scratcher ticket shavings got up in my forehead, and I guess it looked like I had the Ash Wednesday cross on me. And I said, Mother, I think it's just lotto shavings. And she called me a bleeping liar, and she said I grossed her out and she didn't want to eat anymore. She didn't have an appetite. So her and Father left, and it was just Tim and I to have Applebee's, and, well, it's not exactly a five-star cuisine. But if they're willing to sponsor us, hey, we'll put it right up there with Nobu, Wolfgang Puck. We'll do anything. Anything for a dollar. All right, Great A Nation. I think that covers a lot of the things that we wanted to get into. We'll check in with you next time. If you like this episode, give us a 5-star review on the podcast platform of your choice. And also, give us some feedback on the @GradeAUSA Twitter account. That's @GRADEAUSA on Twitter. We appreciate it. So take care, and we'll check in with you again as soon as possible.
Hello, this is Michael Vikish, and I just wanted to talk about a recent event that happened to me. I think it's very important that all men know about some of the schemes that women can play on you. It's very important to be safe, be secure, and to not be embarrassed by a woman. Okay? I am Michael Fikish, red-blooded American male. And you cannot spell romance without the word man. You cannot spell romance without man. It is just the way it is. And you have to get over it. So it is very important that women realize that they should defer to the men in society. Men at the top. Women at the bottom. That is how it has been and how it will always be. But there was one woman recently that tried to get one over on me, and I prevented it from happening. So let me tell you how it all happened. I was talking to this woman on Facebook. Yes, that's right, Facebook. Facebook is a way to get ladies. Did you know that? Yes, Facebook. Facebook is a way to pick up girls. Anyway, we had been exchanging pleasantries for a while, and it seemed like things were going great. Then she said, "Oh, it would be wonderful if you were to, let's say, pick me up after my work shift on Sunday when the bar closes. At 2:00, I'll come out around 2:15, and then we can hang out and have some good times together." And I said, "Good times together? Oh, yes, that sounds like a great idea. Very good idea. I approve 100%. So I went to the nearby 7-Eleven to get prepared. I got certified panty dropper, Mad Dog 2020, 'cause nothing makes a woman drop her panties faster than a couple sips of Mad Dog 2020. And then I also bought some Trojan Magnum condoms. Yes, that's right. Magnum condoms. Yep. I am not a braggart. I am just stating facts. So, with the Mad Dog 2020 and Trojan Magnum condoms in tow, I walked to the bar. And I said, boy, it seems pretty quiet around here. It was 2:15 and there was no one coming out. And then 2:30 hit. No one around. 2:45 hit. No one around. I said, what is going on here? It's been 30 minutes already and no one's coming out. So I went back to the 7-Eleven. And I asked that clerk. I said, do you know what's going on? I was told to meet someone at 2:15 a.m. outside the bar. And he said, 2:15? There is no 2:15. And I said, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? He goes, we are in daylight savings time. So when it is supposed to hit 2, it actually automatically turns to 3 a.m. And I said, oh, I was tricked by a pig. A gutter pig tricked me. That is not right. And I must correct her. I must correct her. So I went home and I ruminated. Yes, that's a big word. But it's true, I did. I ruminated. I ruminated on what to do. And then my brain gave me a recommendation. My brain said, Michael, this is our recommendation. You are going to take care of her and get her locked up for a long time. And then I listened to the plan from my brain. And I said, oh, yes, this is what we are going to do. So, I had figured out this pig's address by looking into her Facebook details a bit more. I found her residence. I went to her automobile. I used some of the methods of the electronics to put 200 kilos of cocaine in her car. Yes, that's right, I did. I admit it, 200 kilos. And I told a friend to call the police and say, I was just walking my dog very late and I saw this woman in a particular car with a particular license plate number. She was carrying a bag of cocaine. And she had a little laugh about her. She was laughing about it like it was all a big joke. And I think she had lots more cocaine in the car. That's what I told him to say. And he said it perfectly to a T. Because sure enough, I watched the news the next day, and there was that pig on the TV being arrested, as she should have been, for embarrassing Michael Fikas. And I think she's going to be locked up for a very nice amount of time. And let this be a lesson to all you women out there. Do not try to embarrass Michael Fikas or any man for that matter. because you will be corrected. Mark my words. That is not a threat, but merely a promise.